Exploring Science in the Sea. Marine scientists can't be everywhere at once. To really understand what's happening below the waves, though, they need a lot of observations from many places at many times. So they're getting help from recreational divers. The divers can carry instruments or just log what they see. One project is set to begin in December. Known as Blue Dot, it'll provide insights into how the Mediterranean Sea is warming up, not only at the surface, but down to more than 100 feet. Many divers wear small computers on their wrists. The computer records location, depth, temperature, and more. Divers who undergo special training can upload those observations to a central database. Scientists then analyze the results, producing a much better picture of the changing sea. Another project has been around since 2010, the Great Goliath Grouper Count. Divers at artificial reefs off the coast of Florida log details about the Goliath grouper. It's one of the largest species of bony fish, up to 8 feet long and 800 pounds. But the grouper was overfished, so its population plunged. It's been protected since 1990, so the numbers have gone up. But the extent of the recovery is still unclear. Volunteer divers keep an eye out for the grouper during the first half of June. They report where they see the fish, the depth, the size of the fish, and more. That helps biologists determine the Goliath grouper population, even if they can't be everywhere at once. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.